drawing room over here.
Oh, hey, come on in. From the Finn brothers to Kimbra, New Zealand is responsible for some of our favourite Australian musicians. And while she doesn't visit often enough to count as a local yet, Holly Fulbrook is producing the kind of music that's likely to see her adopted very soon. Her new album, As Tiny Ruins, is called Olympic Girls. It's arriving early next year, and Holly's my guest in the drawing room. Holly, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
You've just gotten back, I think, from a tour in Europe. How did that go?
It was really great. Yeah, we went as a full four-piece band for the first time with everyone. So we've kind of gone in dribs and drabs in the past, and it felt like a real momentum-filled tour. We sold out shows across the UK and played some great festivals, and yeah, we had a great time.
So you're in full band now. How different is that to your early solo experience?
Yeah, my first album was recorded myself and Jay Walker, Greg Jay Walker from South Gippsland, and so that was a real kind of solo made album, and then I performed it mainly solo as well because it was so spare and minimalist. But I actually met my bandmates around that time, and they did play a bunch of shows with me in New Zealand for that record, Some Were Meant for Sea, and then as I went on to make sort of an EP and the next album, Brightly Painted One, I played with the same bass player, Cass Basil, and drummer, Alex Freer, since 2012. So it's been a real a long time that we've been playing together, and Tom Healy, the electric guitarist, also produced Brightly Painted One, our last album, and this one, this new one. So it always seems like Tiny Ruins has been perceived as a solo project, but it's Tiny Ruins is meant to really refer to the project itself, not me personally, although I am the songwriter and it starts with me. But
starts but doesn't end.
It starts but doesn't end. Yeah, that's a good way of thinking about it. But so it's just a matter of slowly getting us all overseas, because it's a lot easier to tour as on your own or as a duo or as a trio than it is.
Is it more fun with more people?
It's more fun with more people than you work. You know, just having an extra person to help with the driving and doing all of the logistics really helps. And we work really well as a team, the four of us. So to actually have Tom over with us in Europe was huge. It was, yeah, really, really wonderful.
The recent tour had a lot of sellouts. Does that make the costs a bit easier? Because it's obviously very expensive to take the whole band across.
It does. They were small shows, though they weren't huge sellout shows, so they were still small. And you know, Tiny Ruins has always been self managed and kind of gone at our own pace, not necessarily out of choice, but we've over the years got a bit kind of grassroots following in UK especially, so it makes sense definitely to tour. We don't lose heaps of money or anything, but it's also not super profitable.
It's not like a get rich campaign.
No, definitely not.
I read that a recent film clip of yours was inspired by Laurie Anderson. Was that the sort of music you grew up with?
No, not at all. Laurie Anderson was someone that I only became familiar with quite recently, actually through that video for Oh Superman. And then I kind of, read a bit more about her and her role in the kind of scene, the New York scene, and all of her artistic projects. And so, no, I mean, I'm constantly finding out about new musicians that I should have known about before.
So what were you exposed to then? Because I know you started playing music as a child, didn't you?
Yeah, I started playing the cello. Was kind of my first instrument from around the age of 7. But I was completely obsessed with the Beatles. And I kind of only listened to the Beatles for maybe 3 or 4 years around that time, just my parents' old records. And then that inspired me to start learning the guitar. And I kind of taught myself guitar on, my mum had one in the basement. And so we kind of dredged it up and I taught myself a few chords. So, yeah, the Beatles, but also quite a lot of British folk music. I was born in Bristol in the UK before we moved to New Zealand when I was 10. And so kind of a lot of Irish folk music and Although when I say that, I also loved things like Tanita Tikaram was a songwriter that I became really obsessed with when I was very young, three or four, who's, you know, in the 80s. And I think I just actually loved music. And so whatever was kind of around, I remember.
You got into.
Yeah, I got into.
That's the theme I'm picking up here. Yeah. You collaborated with David Lynch on a song too, right?
Yes, I was lucky enough to record a song called Dreamwave with him at his studio, yeah, in Hollywood over a couple of days.
How did that happen?
That was kind of a strange set of coincidences where he heard a song of ours on the radio, and he checked out a video actually that was filmed here in this building
in the ABC in Melbourne.
Yeah. It was a funny video of me playing a song called Carriages. And I think I was having like a rough day or something, but I look very like I've just woken up and rolled out of a tour bus or tour van. And he said, "Yeah, that's the one." When I kind of described it as though I'd just escaped from a women's jail, he said that was the video.
And so you're something that you clearly are not. You're worried about. You were worried about the way you presented yourself there, yet it seemed to appeal to him.
Absolutely. He loved it. And he, without any kind of warning, he tweeted about us. So he kind of announced to all his followers that he had found this band that he really liked and, you know, that they should all check us out. And so I woke up one morning and my phone was just going mad and, you know, everyone was sort of like, this was well before we were at all well known, even in New Zealand. So we were very, very, very small, and then about a year later, Lorde, who you'll be familiar with, the New Zealand singer, she had a kind of project where she was putting together lots of collaborations for the Hunger Games soundtrack. So she had this kind of power to just put people together and say, hey, I'd love to try this thing. And she called up David's, you know, people and asked if he would be keen to get together with me. And he didn't know what it was for really, but he was keen and he liked the demo that I sent through to him. So I just hopped on a plane and there I was.
How cool. Were you like pinching yourself?
Absolutely. I remember being in the taxi on the way to his studio space, and it was headed up Mulholland Drive, and I was kind of just losing myself in the taxi going, what is going on in my life? This is crazy.
On RN, I'm Patricia Carvelis. Holly Fulbrook is my guest in the drawing room. She goes by Tiny Ruins. We're about to hear your track, Olympic Girls. Mm. What's the story behind this?
Oh, it's based on Something that happened to me a long time ago, where I met someone on a bus, a long haul bus trip from Dallas, Texas, up to Chicago, and to cut a long story short, it's about an encounter and about being on a journey, and it's not really about one thing, and I don't want to tell the whole story.
Oh, I suppose the song tells the story. I suppose you're going to have to sing it for us. Let's do it.
I might have to.
I think so. Let's hear it. This is Olympic Girls by Tiny Ruins.
Stirring, shaken, all of us waking under the same cover of sky. You said my freedom feels like a white lie. Sweet on the back seat, another day bolder, a love spell rushes you by. The smoke and the smolder. We were only inches away, still had a long, long way to go. Yeah, we were only inches away, still had a long, long of hear the muddy banks swell. I think of you on the dance floor in a stucco motel. Forecasting where we'd end up couldn't save us anyhow. Just kid conversations, my star sign is over. Girls, the frosted sheen of leotard twirls, running revolt and winning gold for the TV screen, before being led back to the cell. Find a thing if you can't lose yourself every once in a while. I looked for your figure, the cut your shape would make in the freedom of a microphone. There's a shadow I can't shake. Who's there? Who's there in the morning to see you at the station? And when you feel like giving up, there so you can hold her. We were only inches away, still had a long, long way to go. Yeah, we were only inches away. Still had a long, long way to go. And we're only inches away. Still have a long, long way to go.
That's Tiny Ruins with Olympic Girls. My guest in the drawing room is Holly Fulbrook, who is, of course, Tiny Ruins. You mentioned before Lord helping out, kind of, you know, linking you up to the whole David Lynch business and, you know, you freaking out in a taxi in the whole scene there, which is pretty amazing. Is there much of a community in New Zealand around music, people assisting each other, helping each other? Is that why you all end up successful?
I don't think we like to think that there is, but then whenever we go anywhere else, we realise that there really is. And, yeah, I mean, most New Zealand musicians and people just working around music know each other. And I find it a really supportive thing. Like, you share advice, you share knowledge, you give each other support, you know, privately, and because it can be a really lonely experience being a songwriter or being self-employed and trying to get your music across outside of New Zealand can be really difficult.
But you've decided to stay in New Zealand, right?
Mm.
A lot of people decide to leave because of trying to get into a bigger market, whether it be Australia, which is obviously a bit bigger, or the US, or the UK.
Yeah, there are reasons that I've decided to base myself at home, and that's partly because my band all live in Auckland as well, and we have a great kind of studio set up within a big sort of underground lair called The Lab. So Tom, who's in the band Tiny Ruins, he also produced the last couple of records, like I said, and so our practice space is also our kind of recording space, and it's just a really comfortable and creatively open and relaxed way to make music, I find, rather than booking into a fancy studio for 2 weeks and, like, you know, having that
intense fancy time.
Yeah.
Stressful.
Yeah, it's for me, creatively, it's good. And, you know, the band, my bandmates all have other jobs and they teach music on the side and play in other bands. And to have that upheaval of taking everyone over and basing ourselves in Melbourne or London or something, I've toyed with the idea, but I don't know if it would help the music, to be honest.
Thanks so much for coming in, Holly.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks.
And Holly Fulbrook had been my guest in the drawing room tonight. Her new single, Olympic Girls, is out now, and the album of the same name will be released next February.